Yo, what up? Welcome to another episode of the Oakland Warriors podcast. I'm Patrick, flying solo. Real quick, before I move on, I just want to let y'all know who didn't know, Oakland Warriors does make and sell t-shirts. And if you're interested, just go to oaklandwarriors.com, or if you're on YouTube, just go to the shop or click below. And if you want a 20% discount, you can just use the code podcast20 and it'll be instantaneous. Anyway, give it a look if you get the chance. So the Warriors, they beat the Pistons 120-109, and they're 6-2. That's nice. That's real nice. I think like a year ago, they were like 3-5 and looking pretty bad and lifeless. So this was a very, very solid win. The Pistons are a young team with a lot of talent, and they're going to come after you, especially if you're the Golden State Warriors. So this is how a good team wins a tough game on the road, the second night of a back-to-back. I believe the Pistons were also playing off the second night of a back-to-back, but still, the Warriors, you know, it's one of those things where you just go back and forth, one team makes a run, another team makes a run, but at the end of the game, it's who executes, who gets stops, and who outclasses the other, and that's what you want to see from the Warriors. If you go back to last year's opening road trip, it was like the opposite, right? If you remember that first game, when they went 0-5 on the road, it was against the Charlotte Hornets. And I believe the Warriors were up 4 in the final minute or so, and they didn't execute. And then eventually they lost. And it's one of those things where last season, you're like, oh, okay, you know, they're the defending champs. You know, we've seen them do this time and time again. They're just going to pull it out. But they didn't, you know, and that was the case for pretty much the whole season last year. But now, they look like they're back to their winning ways, and that culture's back for all the reasons that we've talked about before. And I guess, you know, I'm not going to rehash any of that stuff. I'm kind of tired of talking about last season, as I know a lot of y'all are as well. But this one was fun, and you know, it's encouraging to see when the team doesn't shoot very well, when they shot like 29% from three, that they can still find ways to get wins. And, you know, looking at their turnovers, they had 11 turnovers, right? To me, 12 per game is the cutoff. Like, you should not have more than 12. And it's crazy to me that they're under 12, because all last season, like, by halftime, sometimes they'd be at like 12. And this always gives them a chance to win, because they're controlling the ball and managing the ball and limiting the other team's opportunities and giving themselves more opportunities. So again, another feather in the cap for Chris Paul. We saw some James Wiseman. We all know he's been out of the rotation for Monty Williams on the Pistons. And, you know, it was his second game this season. Jalen Duren, he sat out for the second game. I believe like last week was James Wiseman's first look on the court, but it didn't look good. You know, I mean, I'm not going to rehash like all of the stuff that dude has gone through in his career, but props to Monty Williams for giving him a shot against his old team. But we saw him in the first half, but we never saw him in the second half. You know, come third quarter, he didn't come in as a sub, and that was pretty much all she wrote. So his line was pretty bad, but, you know, still hoping that the kid figures it out and can resurrect his career after some really, really tough circumstances up until now. I mean, we saw a lot of the stuff that we saw when he was with the Warriors. Like, as I've always said, he doesn't have enough dog in him, and he's not as physical as he needs to be. And, you know, it is what it is. Wish him the best, and I'll keep an eye on him all season long, of course. The Warriors get Denver on Wednesday. They go to Denver, play the Nuggets, and this is the big test that we've all been waiting for. Things have looked good, but, you know, like, I'll admit, last season, I was, like, coming off that title. I was like, oh, yeah, we good. We're good, you know? And then everything fell apart. So I'm more cautiously optimistic, as it seems like a lot of people who listen to this podcast are as well. But the Warriors have looked good. Things have been promising. Everyone seems to be a little, like, cautious about size, you know, like no real bigs to combat the bigger teams in the league. And we saw some of that against the Cavs because they have Jared Allen and Evan Mobley. And, you know, part of that was like the length, and then also just the Warriors not really attacking the paint and trying to avoid getting swatted every single time. And, you know, that game against the Cavs, tough loss. I mean, they were in it, but they just couldn't get over the hump. And they also didn't like shoot particularly well. But hey, this team is a work in progress. It's a long, long season, as I always say. And, you know, hopefully they take that and they learn from things and improve the next time they see the Cavs, which is actually at Chase Center at the end of this week. But the Nuggets with Jokic, that's the test, right? These are the two most recent defending champs. And people have slept on the Warriors because of last season. But, you know, the reality is that they still have Steph. They have Draymond and Klay. And obviously they've added Chris Paul. So that team is still there. Denver didn't go through that team, but Denver's really dang good. You know, they deserve to be the best team or considered the best team by a lot of people in the league. They're the defending champs, and they are clearly coming off that high, that confidence and whatnot. They got Jamal Murray back last year. Michael Porter Jr. is healthy, amazingly. And even Aaron Gordon, he seemed to turn it up a notch and found a new level of confidence for himself. But it's going to be fun because I'm honestly not sure what to expect, right? Like, are the Warriors going to be able to pull out some old tricks against these guys? Or is Denver going to assert their will and be like, no, we're legit? You know what I mean? Like, we're legit. We would have beaten you. So I'm very curious. That's going to be one that I'm glued to. So might be the, at least for me, the best big game of the year so far. Overall, though, again, just great to see the good vibes, like this team just going about their business, moving forward, plugging away in games, trying to just get things going. The young guys, you know, Kuminga's had some rough patches and Moody has as well, though Moody's been pretty solid in the last couple games. I do think, though, sometimes I used to think this last year, I was like, wow, what if you took like Moody and Kuminga and combined them into one player? How good would that player be? Like, took their best attributes and made one player. What would that player's ceiling be? I don't know. You know, would that player be the best player in the 2021 draft? Would that player be already like an all-star? I have no idea. It's just something, because when you see them out there, you know, similar in size, obviously draft class, blah, blah, blah. But it's like, oh, wow. If you could really like combine, if you gave Moses Moody Jonathan Kuminga's athleticism or something, right? Because he has good instincts. He does good things out there. But sometimes he just, the athleticism just, if he had a little bit more, he'd be that next level player. But then, you know, you love him for who he is. It's funny, though, for y'all who haven't listened or heard me say this before, I think for like since Moses Moody got drafted and I saw him play for the Warriors, I've always compared him to a modern day Rod Higgins from the Run TMC era. I don't know if y'all agree with me. Let me know if you don't. Let me know too. It's just something I've noticed, like a guy who isn't the most athletic, a little stiff, but plays hard, can shoot the three, etc. Again, not exactly the same player, but some similarities here and there. I don't know. I'm always trying to draw analogies between past players and present, so take it for what it's worth. Anyway, good win, 6-2, headed to Denver. Let's get it. All right, well, that is another episode of the Oakland Warriors podcast. Be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Feel free to hit me up on Twitter at Patrick E. Pino or at Oakland Warriors. Check out our YouTube channel where you can watch this episode, youtube.com/Oakland Warriors. Check us out at oaklandwarriors.com and be sure to tell your fellow Warrior fan friends to tune in and listen. The Oakland Warriors podcast is produced by National Film Society. And if you're so inclined, please do leave us a 5-star rating on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And if you want to leave us a nice review saying good stuff about the show on Apple Podcasts, that would be hugely, hugely appreciated, and it would be very, very helpful. Thanks. That's it.
Music in this episode provided by Paper Sun. Special thanks to Paul Amardo for production support. See you next time.